Welcome back to Reflections. Your host, Jorge Gonzalez. And discussing two things on this program. One is the celebration of the fourth anniversary of the program. And the other is the celebration of our latest grandchild, Gabriel Enrique Aquino Gonzalez, born yesterday. And a couple of more reflections on the program. It's more towards where we're headed. One of the changes and that has taken place over the 4 years, I started on a purely pro bono basis, and that about 2.5 years in, the station, because issues, financial issues, where the government, budget did not provide, funds for the station, has to commercialize its program. And so they asked me to move from a pro bono to obtaining sponsors, which I did. And for quite a while there, we had Banco Popular and Antilles Insurance as the sponsors. And one of the things that being a government station, there are requirements. Let's put it that way. Some people, bureaucracy, et cetera, but there are requirements in terms of the contracting and all. And in that regard, there was a hiatus there as the renewed contract was being processed. And the steps that have to be taken in order to be able to contract with a government agency. So I hope we'll be then bringing back in the sponsors. Antilles Insurance has already said yes. And so, it'll be October through December will be the issue. I mean, the group that they'll be committing to. We'll see if Banco Popular will join again. I sure hope so. It's one of my favorite entities, and we'll hopefully get some additional ones this time around. And so, going from pro bono to commercial, and it will continue to be commercial. And out there, any of you that want to join and support this program commercially. I basically have some criteria, personal criteria for people who are going to be my sponsors. I don't, they're not my advertisers because this is a radio, a government radio station. It has some, let's say, requirements with respect to the persons who advertise or sponsors the radio station. But the requirements basically that I have had from my sponsors is that I know them, that I feel comfortable and, have used them, and that I have respect for their way of doing business, their ethics. So it's not going to be just anyone who comes to this program to be at least the ones I'm avowing for is because I feel super comfortable with them. But if out there, if you know me or you want to know me and you're interested in supporting this program commercially, please give me a call. It's 939-333-1010. That number I'd been mentioning for a long time. And so some of you, if you've been loyal listeners, should have that number down. The development for this inauguration, which is also important, is I've now have a web page. Reflections by Jorge Gonzalez, reflectionsbyjorgegonzalez.com. And you can go into that web page and you will find information on the program, basic information on the program, and sponsors can take a look at what are the requirements to be a sponsor and contact me. And there you will have a sponsor page. So the sponsors will not only receiving messages on the radio program, but they will also be on the web page there. And the other really new critical item for this program is that there are recordings, and I put some pictures now, jazz it up a little bit. There are recordings of the latest programs. We have, I think, about 8. We're working as to how many to have ongoing. But, you know, the 5, 6, 8 latest programs will be there. People that I've talked to who love the program have commented continuously that they are not able to finish the program because, you know, they're off to work or they're at school or shopping or whatever, and they have to cut off listening in the car or wherever they are, and or they missed it. You know, they missed it, and they heard it was good, and so now you will be able to go into this webpage and access the recordings of the latest programs, and we'll see how many we'll go back to, and put into that webpage. But that's a huge new development that I hope will be appreciated by you out there, listeners, to be able to listen. Sometimes, even, you know, myself, I listen to the program, but sometimes I miss it. I all of a sudden somebody interrupts me and gives me a call that I have to answer, and I miss 10, 15 minutes. And so this, even for me, I like to go back and listen. And sometimes there's a particular area that you lose focus as you lose your attention as you're listening. So, you know, I didn't quite understand this particular portion, and you'll have the ability to go in there, and you can even fast forward, etc. So that's a great new development. The webpage Reflections by Jorge Gonzalez is the new webpage. So that is basically recapitulation of why I got into this program and chose Allegro. And of course, the other critical thing I don't think I have to say too much about is the content. This program from the very beginning, and it hasn't changed, it's to reflect on events that are taking place and with a message for our well-being. Positive, uplifting, hopefully by the end of the program, we've learned something. Each time I give a program, I learn more than you. I can assure you that. And at the end of the program, there's a message that we have come together to appreciate. And hopefully, it's a message that's uplifting, that's positive, and makes you feel better, and improves your life and improves your well-being. That's the goal. And working through, what is my definition of well-being, which you have heard often, but I'll repeat again. And I keep on reading different ways of describing what is happiness, what's well-being. And up to now, I'm still happy with the one that I developed for various years now. It's living our personal values with a sense of satisfaction and peace. It's personal. Each one of us has our own values. We strive to live up to them, hopefully satisfied with our attempts and not perfect, and hopefully relatively peaceful with our attempts and what we have chosen as our values and how we have chosen to try to meet those values on a daily basis. So that's the program, like a recapitulation. 4 years, proud of it, and hope you've enjoyed it. And as you know, I'm humble in the sense and modest in the sense that I love feedback. I know this is not perfect. Any suggestions you have that I can improve on, with respect to content or the form we do things, are really welcome. I know I'm not perfect. I'm not the most articulate person in this world. I listen to people and I really admire people who are tremendously articulate. But I try to give substance and I try to reflect and analyze. And I hope it has that in that regard, something that is of value to all of you out there. Okay, so let's move on to the other item I wanted to discuss, and which I'm celebrating and super happy with, the birth of our 10th grandchild, Gabriel Enrique Aquino González. He comes in the 10th. We have a widespread. The oldest, Rafael Andres González Quiñones. Rafael Andres is 25, was in May, 25 years old. So there's a spread in our grandchildren of 25 years. And of course, as our children, a great variety in terms of interest. But all, thank God, all doing well. All fighting, not all having an easy life at any given moment. Life is a roller coaster, and just as the children, and just as you and me, you go up and down, and you hope that down spiral, which takes your breath away, right, and says, how far down will it go? We'll then have a curve going up, and hopefully you have a sufficient positive sense to fight for that curve to go back up, and not keep on going down or staying down. So he's the 10th. We have four children. And very different from Evie, who's the oldest, very art and creative teacher in Tasis Dorado. Son, who was loves computers and science, so very different from Evie, and works in outside Boston, doing educational videos and programming for a large company. Johnny, who is the reader, the more intellectual day-to-day reader, studied at Georgetown and married a person, went to Boston College and Georgetown, and they live in Williamstown now. They spent 3 years in Ecuador. They move along very much and very much, into the cultural and arts and all. And then the youngest, the mother of Gabriel Enrique, is a clinical psychologist working at the Veterans Hospital. So you can see the really, really quite different. Two live in Puerto Rico and two outside Puerto Rico. And they have given birth to these 10th, to the 10. Evie has three. Jorge Luis has three boys. Evie has two girls and a boy. Johnny has a boy and a girl. And then Maria Alexandra now has a girl and a boy. So they all happily married. Thank God, can't complain. But Gabriel Enrique, each one of us arrive with all kinds of ancestors, right? And Gabriel Enrique arrives with a lot of ancestors, but because we had recently. And the whole genealogical tree was developed by my brother Miguel. for an outing we had. I discussed an outing we had at Guanica in Hotel Copa Marina of the Gonzalez Giusti family, that not only as a family but also as a business, we periodically get together and touch base with some that rarely see, and this was a great event, and taking from this genealogical tree, which I was analyzing, everybody loved it. It was beautifully put together by Miguel. But I took some time. They sent it to us by email. I took some time to kind of analyze it, and I was really kind of shocked about the number of people and some of the things that I want to comment on. And, you know, we have a couple of minutes, but let me start. I think the last segment will be where we get into the more detail. But basically, the Gonzalez Giusti family we're starting off of is my grandfather, Jose Maria Gonzalez Cuyar, and Elena Giusti Martorell. That's the Gonzalez Giusti where it starts, and they had six children. One died relatively young and had mental difficulties, and never married and all. Elena, and the other five. There were, two women and three men. That's the ones who then had the children that we call the are now getting together, because those six, the Gonzalez Giusti, Rafael Angel Fang, Jose Raul, the doctor, Carmen Luisa was the oldest. She married. Paco Nevarez, and then Maria de Lourdes married Dr. An Aragon, a Costa Rican, and those five that had children, got married, had children, who have died, and as well as their spouses, my father, my mother, and all. Have passed away. Well, we're talking about then the I call it the second generation is where I stand. So let's take a pause, and we'll go back after the pause to describe this family and how we sort of function as a business. This is the right time for the pause, Hector. This is Jorge Gonzalez Reflections. And we'll be right back and discuss the Gonzalez Giusti family. Take care.